because we have to live rent-free as we do every Wednesday. Rentfree1310@gmail.com if you want to share some of the insanity that's just happening inside your brain. And just share it with your P1 family and your friends here on the Sweet Spot. Norm, I know you have one, but first, let's give it to Lando because he called for the ball earlier today.
Thank you, Mino.
Mino.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Norm, are you familiar with television show New Girl?
No.
Okay. Well,
we had a side bet.
I thought
maybe you would.
So, one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite characters is Nick Miller. And in this, let me set this scene up here. It's been stuck in my head ever since I saw it. His roommate Schmidt randomly buys Nick a cookie. And Nick doesn't know how to handle this. He doesn't know how to handle a friend just buying you a gift at random. And this is his response. You'll hear him speaking first.
They didn't have a Jewish star at the store, so I got you a regular cookie. And I made the star myself by breaking off the pieces. It's meant to celebrate your Jewish heritage.
What is this?
The Jewish star. I just said that.
Hey, Schmidt, just...
This is so terrible.
You gave me a cookie, I gave you a cookie. You gave me a cookie, gave you a cookie. Gave me cookie, got you cookie. You gave me cookie, I got you cookie, man. Gave me cookie, got you cookie. We're even. We're even, Schmidt.
I can't fully explain why it makes me laugh, but now in my friend group, if you buy someone a beer at the bar, you say, I gave you beer, got you beer, man. It's one of the, I don't know why, it's just been stuck in my head ever since I saw it.
These are two guys named Nick and Schmidt on a program entitled New Girl.
Correct.
Yes, with the great Zooey Deschanel. I'm surprised Mare Bear hasn't watched this. This is a pretty popular, bingeable sitcom
Norm
of the past
and Mary.
Decade.
Well, we pretty much binge together, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll recommend New Girl to you,
yes,
Norm.
It's quite funny. Schmidt is a great character, too.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thank you, Lando. Norm, I gave you the forum to share what lives rent-free in your head, and here we are.
Gordon Keith lives rent-free in my head.
Okay.
Of all the years I spent here and all the crosstalks with the Musers, I remember Gordon constantly trying to trap me.
Have you ever turned down cocaine from Skip Bayless?
No.
What? I'd never been offered.
I know. I love that playlist. So you were a newsman throughout the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
You were never offered cocaine one time?
Never.
Really?
I have never seen cocaine.
Okay.
We can change that.
Yeah. Lando knows a guy.
Everybody knows a guy who knows a guy. That's 7 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. Or 6 degrees. 6 degrees of separation, Kevin Bacon.
Boy, what a powerful nose cannon you would have to just do rail after rail.
Thank you, John.
I'm just saying. You'd get your money's worth.
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's get to some P1s. And since Norm is in this week, we got some Norm adjacent rent frees. This is from Aline. Good P1. Norm lives rent free in all of us. Smiley face. We all quote Norm when he says, let me pre-say, but what's the origin of that timeless gem? It's Mount Rushmore for me. And you've said, I don't know when you said this, we tried to find the actual drop in the system. I don't know what it's labeled. We couldn't find it. But we all say pre-say now because of you. Do you remember the context?
I don't.
Because I feel like you were going into something, but you wanted to preface it.
Yes.
Or
which
pre-say.
Is what pre-say means,
yes,
by the way. They, in fact, pre-say was popular before they developed the word
preface.
Yes.
Okay.
Or say.
Yeah. People for decades, years, hundreds of years would say pre-say.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I mean,
then somebody at Harvard developed preference.
Yes. And now if there's anything with the word pre in front of it,
pre.
I now think
pre.
Of you saying pre.
I'm going to pre-introduce this guest.
Okay, see?
Pre.
I love it. All right, let's go to Kelly. P1 Kelly says, hello, boys. Hi, Norm. As
hi,
a
Kelly.
P1 born during the Eisenhower administration,
ooh,
I have so enjoyed listening to the greatness of Norm over the years. Okay, as for the rent-free, As so often happens in my house, the Musers are responsible for the following. Wife who made another fabulous Thanksgiving meal to my 30-something son. Honey, will you please pass the butter? Son one, in a Nico Harrison voice. That's a really good question.
Good question.
Son two, and I don't know where he's going with this. Ham, we had a giant question mark over our heads when we read this. Son two, in his best Mr. G voice. I don't know who Mr. Maybe Ali G? Gordon, I don't know who he's talking about. He says, Mom, I really like how you used your manners and your words, and you didn't reach across the table for butter. Wife just said thank you. I fortunately didn't spit out the big drink of wine I had just taken. Not sure if I should be very proud or ashamed of turning my boys into P1s. Day one, hour one, P1, Kelly.
I'm a bit lost.
I am too. I don't know.
Okay.
Because when we think of Mr. G, we think of Mr. G's sandwiches that used to sponsor porn birthdays from Ty Walker back in the day. But Ham found a drop that we just found funny, so we're going to play it.
Uh-oh, he's lost it.
Oh, no.
I did?
Yeah, you assigned it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I want to be dumped into a bucket of sauce at Mr. Gaddy's.
So that's the Mr. G we thought maybe it was. I don't know. All right, and finally, we have time for one more noise.
All right.
This doesn't involve you.
All right, do you remember Mr. T?
Oh, I pity the fool who wouldn't remember Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is from Cruz in Toledo, not to be confused with P1 Cruz in Toledo. He says, good afternoon, sweet spot. With White Elephant just around the corner, it's a week from today. What's been living rent-free in my mind is wondering what Baldy, Lando, and Travis look like. I still remember the first going to a ticket stock and the shock I had when comparing the voices I heard from what I heard on the air to their faces maybe 15 or so years ago. Junior having white hair shocked me. He sounded young over the air. Also shocking how many bald dudes are on the station right now. And if you go to, I believe, our social media feeds, we had the big board during the White Elephant Day drawing with all of our faces on it. So if you need a guide for White Elephant a week from now.
Who's bald? Bob?
Bob Donovan.
Donnie?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, but getting there doesn't count.
Okay. As a bald guy.
As a bald guy. Well, listen. See, I still have three on this side and four on that side,
okay,
though. So, but I don't know of any other bald guy, including Baldy's not bald.
Exactly. I think the Musers have a really good hairline situation going.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Musers are probably the most handsome of all the hosts.
Of all the groups. What about 30-something Mino and 40-something Sean? What are we?
I mean, you guys are all right.
We're not gargoyles either.
No, you're not gargoyles. I'll, you know, like on a slow night, maybe.
What?
Like you would take them home? Yeah. Like if I'm at the bar and it's a slow night, I'm like, okay, Sean.
Well, you know Woody Allen's great line there.
Let's hear
Being bisexual immediately doubles your chances of a date on Saturday night.
He's right.
And there he is. That's why he's a Texas Radio Hall of Famer. And that's rent-free for another week. Rent-free1310@gmail.com.